This is Friday, July the 5th, 2024. Lord, help me get this right. Things are about to erupt on the financial scene in America. Daughter, you've been hearing about this for a while, but it's going to happen. I'm about to shake things loose across the United States like it's never been shaken before. And I brought you two up here tonight so you'd hear this from me and you'd be prepared. The evil's grasp that's been on this nation, I'm going to shake it loose. I'm going to bring the kingdoms of this world down. And it's going to start in the financial arena. It's going to shake this. It's going to shake this nation and this earth up, what I'm about to do. So just hold fast. I'm telling you in advance so you don't get disturbed and you don't get upset about what's about to happen. This is going to be a time of upheaval in America. It's going to be a crisis. It's going to be a time of great fear, uncertainty, and collapse. It's going to collapse. The financial part of it, it's going to collapse. Or it will appear it has collapsed. But I'm in charge and I'm in control. It's going to collapse as far as who's been in charge of it. I'm going to take it out of their hands and I'm going to give it to my believing ones and those like you who have been trained to handle great financial wealth. Now just stay with me. Just remember this word in the coming days. That word unthinkable that you heard, this individual knew that's what's about to happen. I would have told you to do something if I needed you to do something. You have your finances in good order. You don't need to do anything unless I tell you. And I will tell you. At the right time, I'll tell you what to do with your money and finances when I need you to make a move. But the appearance of what is about to happen is going to shake the foundation of the economy and the financial realm. It's going to shake it to its core because I'm going to shake it all out of the hands of the evil and the wicked, and this world system is going to fall. And I'm going to take it and give it to, like I said, I'm going to take and give it to the people I've been prepared and getting ready to handle large amounts of wealth. Now, son, I told you you were going to be rich beyond your wildest dreams. You haven't imagined yet how much I'm talking about. That's right. You're going to heap up gold as the dust and plenty of silver. I had you look those scriptures up today because you had an inkling, but this is what I'm talking about. Now, there's going to be a period of time here in this nation where the financial collapse is going to cause great uncertainty. There are going to people just not know what to do. And I've had you grounded and settled in this. The length of time will vary across the nation, but it's going to affect the whole nation. Lord, go ahead and tell me all of this. I sense that you're wanting to give me the detail. Give it to me, Lord. Tell us. This is not just for our sake, Father. This is for, well, it's for the sake of whoever you want us to minister to. Yes, son. I'm going to give you great wealth, and you're going to be giving some of it away because people are going to be in dire financial straits. They're going to think their ship has sunk and they're going down. And it will appear that way to many. As I wrestle the financial the finances of this country out of the hands of the wicked and evil, and then I'll give it, and then I'm going to give it to the righteous who are prepared to handle great amounts of wealth for me. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I'm going to do to these people and what I'm going to do to the system. You'll watch it before your eyes come down. It will appear that this nation is just, the whole nation will go under and collapse. It will appear. And I'm going to let it go down to where it appears that way. And I've shaken it out and taken control of it and put the control of it in the hands of the righteous and those that like you. Now, President Trump's going to know what's going on. He'll be where he's well prepared as far as the nation to handle it. I have all others like him who will handle different parts of it. My church is not ready yet. Out of this shaking will also be a shaking in the church. And those who have been in ministry and ministering for the sake of filthy lucre's sake are about to be dealt with. Now stay keen during this time to listen to me in your spirit, because I'm going to have you praying much in the spirit. Son, you heard me today. A change of order is coming. But during this time, I've got my army of intercessors across the nation, like you, and you're going to need to stay keen, and you're going to be need times you're going to just have to pull aside and pray in the spirit. I'm going to have you praying this out in the spirit, what's going on. Many like you all will be doing this. And that's how you will be prepared at the end of it to handle what I transfer into your hands and others like you. I will bring people alongside you as well who will be a part of this with you. Now, what wealth comes to you, keep it to yourself. Don't start blabbing. Just stay quiet. Just stay silent. And wait on me to tell you what to do. Others don't need to know what I give to you, just like you don't need to know what I give to others. I'm going to give to my groups all over the nation what I want them to have to minister, to do business for me, just like you. But I'm telling you, it's going to be a bunch what's coming to you. And you'll know, you'll handle it right. You'll know what to do. I'm going to let you enjoy yourself with this as well. But I'm getting you ready to tell you what I'm telling you tonight about the crash. It's going to come all crashing down. Or so it appears. Now, those who are prayed up and stayed up with me, well, they'll stay steady. They'll know this is temporary and that this is a great fix I'm doing that's been needing to be done for centuries, because the wicked and evil have robbed this nation and nations of the world. They've stolen from me and my church great wealth, and they've hidden it and used it for themselves. So this great transfer of wealth, you've been hearing it talked about for many years. Well, this is it. So just stay keen in your spirit as you observe how the wealth changes hands and where it goes. Many financial institutions and many corporations across the nation and even across the world will go bankrupt. But out of the ashes will come forth the strongest financial and economic system this world and this nation has ever seen, because it'll be in the hands of the righteous and people I've anointed with wisdom and my anointing to handle money. For me, to handle money for what I want it spent on. Get this in your spirit, in your hearts tonight, children. And through this time of shaking, through this time of devastation, you stay keen to me, listening to me. And I'll tell you what to do every day. All along the way, I'll tell you what to do. There'll be some days I'll tell you just don't go out of doors. Stay home. And I'll tell you, if you need to buy anything extra, I'll tell you that too. I'll let you know what you need to have on hand here to stay amply supplied. And I will amply supply you. You'll not do without, not one thing. And I'll have you help some that I put on your heart, because there are going to be lots of people with a handout. There are going to be lots of people not knowing what to do and devastated. There are going to be lots of people. They'll line up at the doors of the people if they think they got money. They'll be so desperate and so afraid. That's what I'm telling you this today. Don't let this shake you up. You give as I say give, and I don't care what you see in front of you or what's crying out and screaming for help. You listen to me, and I'll show you what to do. Because there will be a turnaround. It'll hit bottom, and then it'll come back up. It'll come back up quickly. As I transfer the wealth over, things will patch up quick. My man, President Trump, has already got my plan. He knows this is coming. He will safely guide the nation through this. My church leaders, as yourself, I will instruct each one of them what they are to do. But my church is not ready. And I'll get them ready. My church government being put in place, my apostles and prophets laying the right foundation. My church will get purified through this, though. The judgment begins in the house of God. I'm going to judge those who have had wealth and mishandled it and used it for their own selfish purposes or to build their own kingdoms, and they haven't used it for me. They won't have it anymore. Those who have the wealth will be the ones that will use it as I instruct them. Daughter, you've been having it. You won't ever have to think about money again. It'll be a tool for you. For people like you, this will be the greatest time of your life because you'll have so much money. You're gonna have fun giving it away and helping people. And I'll send you each time where to go, what to do, and how to help people with money. I'll take care of your family. I've already told you that. Because they're going to be in dire straits too. I'll just instruct you what to do. Pray for your children to listen to me. Some of them are. Some of them are getting to that place. And some of them are nowhere near in tune with me. Okay, I told you what was going to happen in 2024, the year of the open door. All the things I told you would happen will. Through the rest of the summer and into the fall, the crisis will go. Towards the end of the fall, it'll come out of it. Your platform, your open doors will swing wide open through this. You're prepared and you're ready. Now, you don't need to carry any care about this. You've already been knowing there was a change coming in the nation, in the financial realm. You haven't known. Very few do know what's really about to happen. That's why I'm telling you this evening. So you will let my peace guard your heart through all this. You'll lack for nothing and come out of this just fine. But you're going, like I said, be keen to me through this time. Will be times when you will spend much time in praying in the Spirit what I put on your hearts. Now, I'll give you more to come about this as you need it. This word tonight I'm giving you lets you know what's coming so you'll be ready. Give me the praise and thank me. I got my hand on you, and you will not fall. You're coming out of where you've been. The testing and the training will end like I told you. Celebration of your life and your ministry will be turned up on high by the end of the year. Lord, I don't even know what questions to ask. Okay.
It's not Sarah, just Sarah. You can ask the Lord about that. That's the technical name.
I got you too where I want you. Right where I want you. Now, I do have one more word for you about your faith being tested. Son, I gave you this word the other day. You'll never really know what you believe till your faith is tested in that area. And I've been allowing your faith to be tested in areas concerning your body and health and symptoms. And you know what I'm talking about. I'm testing your faith. The genuineness of it. You have to be tested in every area, both of you. Your faith has to be tested. I'm the author and finisher, the completer and developer of your faith. It's my faith that's in you, and I know exactly what I'm doing. I know how to test your faith and prove it, and I know how to develop it and complete it. That's what I'm doing. Just stay steady. Don't get all worked up or fearful about all the stuff that appears to you or the symptoms that come at you. Know that the one behind it is disarmed and disabled, and compared to me, he's a stick man. Whipped and stripped and under your feet. Keep your mind on me. Keep your attention on the greater one in you. The great muscle man's on the inside of you, the greater one. He can make quick work of the enemy's lies and attacks against you. I'm requiring you to walk through this, and you'll be just fine. You will be unharmed. You're in my protective custody, and the enemy's lies and attacks against you have no effect upon you. They're harmless. I'm not going to let them hurt you. Get your mind right and keep your mind on me. And remember, you're walking through a cloud of smoke, and it's lies and illusions. They appear real, but they are not. Keep your attention. Your reality is what I'm giving you in your spirit. Now walk by that and stay steady, and let my peace rule in your heart. By not being condemned. Don't condemn yourself about nothing. You're righteous in my sight. You're forgiven. And I purged your conscience from dead works with my blood. Now my blood washed you of your sins and cleansed you up A1 shape. I see you faultless, unblameable, and unreprovable in my sight and righteous. Now act like it, because you're forgiven, you're righteous, and you're clothed with my grace. Now walk forward and walk out of this in my name.